Part of our special Ask an Expert series with Lutheran Kosciuszko Hospital. We're here to talk to Dr. Mohammed El Nimer for his expert advice for moms-to-be who are planning to become pregnant or who may already be pregnant. Dr. El Nimer is a board-certified obstetrician gynecologist who provides care for women during and after their labor and delivery. Dr. El Nimer also diagnoses and treats disorders and diseases related to the female reproductive system. Dr. El Nimer is trained to perform robotic, minimally invasive surgeries and procedures. Okay, so let's start with prenatal care. Why is this important, and what screenings are typically performed before a baby's birth?
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
We screen for mommy's illnesses that can affect pregnancy or be affected by pregnancy. And we check for fetal stuff that can affect their growth, can affect their development, and also babies that can affect pregnancy itself and moms. So we check for diseases in the mom, like blood pressure. We check for heart diseases. We check for endocrine diseases, like glands and hormones that can affect pregnancy. We also check for infections in the past that mama could have without knowing, like hepatitis,
okay,
that can affect pregnancy, and also the course of labor and delivery. We recently, mid-20th century, figured out that there are some chemicals in the mommy's blood. If we check them and they deviate this way or that way, that can lead us to think that this baby that she's having could be having Down syndrome or other chromosomal abnormalities. And that evolved now that we can check for real fetal cells in the mom's blood and check their chromosomes and know for certain, almost certain, 99.7%, that this baby is Down syndrome or not. We can actually check the gender of the baby too. So in a collective way, we are screening for diseases or conditions in the mommy side and the baby side that can affect pregnancy and that can affect the outcome of mom, baby, or both.
Okay, so an even more recent phenomenon is moms over the age of 35. What are some of the special considerations you do for if that's the case?
As I said, we always think about, this is the way we think about pregnancy. We always think about two patients, one of them is inside the other. We are so peculiar like that, or obstetrical business in general. So we think about baby, we think about mom, and we think about pregnancy.
Okay.
Three units.
Uh-huh.
After the age of 35, we found that there is a climb up, significant climb up, in delivering babies with chromosomal abnormality. And that started the thinking about the age of 35. So if we think about it, at the age of 34, the possibility of a woman to have an abnormal chromosome baby is as low as 1 in 400.
Wow.
But at the age of 35, it goes to 1 in 365. And usually per decade, that did not increase like 1. But in only 1 year, it jumped from 1 in 400 to 1 in 365. Yes, it's still kind of remote, mm-hmm, if you talk to a patient. But in medicine, this is not remote. This is not a small number. This is actually significant.
Okay. Very interesting. Another topic. Can you dispel some myths about what women can and cannot do during pregnancy? Or in other words, what are some questions your patients may ask about what they can do and what they can't do during pregnancy?
Now, talk about dietary and activity. Dietary. Always, you know, Grandma Mary talks a lot about pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cousin Judith talks a lot about pregnancy. And they say, oh, no fish. Do not do fish. Or you're drinking a lot of caffeine, which is one cup a day. That's not a lot. Or maybe one bottle of soda a day. That is not a lot. So fish. No, you're good as long as it is not a pound a day of freshwater fish out of our lakes, especially Lake Erie. Stay away from Lake Erie because of the huge mercury concentration there. Other than that, fish is awesome. Please go consume fish. Meat, go for it. Everything in moderation is great. Caffeine, what is wrong with caffeine? If you do not drink in like a lot of caffeine that can cause you to have jitteriness or, you know, skip a beat, then you're good. And the baby is going to really make you feel it. It's going to kick you and he's going to headbutt you and all. As far as activities, exercise, we always say one word. If you break a sweat, you need to drink a lot. Pregnant women in general, they have to be overhydrated. If she broke a sweat, this is different from when we break a sweat. It means that she's about to go behind in hydration. So exercise will, if she exercises, I'll have to tell her that you need to be responsible with your body and you need to hydrate a lot.
Very good. All right, one final thing. What is your advice for future parents when choosing a provider and hospital for the baby delivery, and how do they set up a delivery plan?
That is a great question. So regarding the provider, you need to do your homework. Actually look him up more than looking at people's reviews. People's reviews will come number two. Number one, look up the provider himself. How old is he? How long has he been doing this? Or where did he graduate from? Because in our American medical training, some programs are less rigorous than others. So when you go and find out where he graduated from, okay, look that program up. See how many patients did he see a day. And that will give you the confidence. And then look at the reviews. Then a hospital. For the most part, look at the hospital that is well prepped to deal with low risk, high risk individual pregnancies. Also look at what people say about that hospital. Local people are the best litmus paper about the local hospital. You have to understand, it's our place. It's our hospital. It takes a village to say, oh, our hospital is bad. So ask the local people. I would also recommend that potential pregnant patients, future pregnant patients, or early pregnant patients should meet with healthcare providers in our obstetrical healthcare providers in the hospital, like in real time, on the floors, to get comfortable with them and to see if they can understand their problems or they feel comfortable with them. Discuss their birth plans with them and see if they are receptive or not, just to feel comfortable with the providers before the real thing happens. So I encourage them to visit the birthplace, to visit the birthing center that we have at the hospital and get familiar with every corner and every person there.
Thank you, doctor, for coming in today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
That's Dr. Muhammad El Nimr, a part of our Ask an Expert series with Lutheran Kosciuszko Hospital.